Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:11, up 5 on the open. September 5:20, up 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4:21, up 5.5 on the open. September 4:34, up 5. December 4:53, up 6.75. March 4:65, up 4.5 on the open. July corn opened at 2:57.25, up 3.75 on the open. September 2:68, up 3. December 2:81.75, up 2.75. March 2:92.25, up 2.75. May 2.99, up 1.75 on the open. July oats opened at 1.81, up 3/4 on the open. September 1.83.5, up 3/4. July soybeans opened at 5.85.5, up 3 on the open. August 5.91.5, up 2.5. September 5.98.5, up 2.5. November 6.09, up 1. January 6.19.5, up 3 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 174, up 70 on the open. August 175.20, up 90. July soybean oil opened at 25.23, up 12 on the open. August 25.47, up 16. At the Merck, August feeders open at 108.75, unchanged on the open. September 108.20, down 10. October 107.25, down 7.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 79.40, unchanged on the open. The August contract unchanged as well. It opened at 79.85. June lean hogs open at 66.85, up 7.5 on the open. July 65.25, up 2.5. August 64.30, up 15. October 55.80, up 20 on the open. And July bellies opened at 81.05, down 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com. Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets, Kurt Kimmel of Greenfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois, filling in for Wayne Nelson of L&M, who's under the weather today. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Question I have for you at the beginning is, given the strength we're seeing, is it more than weather? In other words, it's the end of the month. Are the index funds in the marketplace?
In anticipation of that, they've been noted buyers towards the end of the month and the first week of the new month, too. So we could see a little bit of that. But I think it's, you know, just the outside markets in general. Gold's up over $11. Silver's up 55 cents. Crude oil's up over 88 cents a barrel in the July futures. Dollar index is down over 100 points. So I think that's given the market a little psychological boost here this morning. But two-year longer-term traders are, you know, looking at the Memorial Day shift here. As we get past Memorial Day into June, if this weather would stay warm and we would dry out, maybe there'd be some weather potential there. So I think there's some positioning here as they sort of anticipate some future news to hit the marketplace.
The summer corn now at 281.5, up 2.5. It has been as high as 282.5. Bring up that December contract, Kurt, because we're trying to fill the upside gap left from 18 May at 283.75. If we can get over that gap on a closing basis, might we make a challenge to the contract high?
Well, could very well. I mean, you're so close to it, especially when you look at the day chart in general. You could even call it, a test of a high. The thing, though, is you could be building a sloppy head and shoulders top in it, too. So I think it's more like we've been talking about in the past here, more like the trend we saw after the March 31st report here, up, down here for a while, and then sort of continue to consolidate within the recent ranges of the highs we saw 2 weeks ago and last week's low, and then wait for some type of news to come out, whether it's weather, demand, or whatever, to give the market some confidence to either push on higher or lower.
We noted that in the soybean pit, the large speculators went to net short position in the last week.
Well, as we sort of flip-flop back and forth in here, we'll see what develops. They've been both sides long and short here over the last couple of months. The bean chart sideways, and beans are caught between the bullish outside markets and the bearish fundamental domestic supplies we have on hand. I wouldn't be surprised for them to continue this sideways trading range until we get more into June, late June here, and see what weather brings or if we have rust concerns. But long term, you got to be have a close eye to the bean market, because if these outside markets fail and the weather's cooperative, we're just going to be overrun by bean supplies as we go into this fall.
In your mind, is the April low at 568.25 in play now?
Well, if we sort of fail to take out the 10-day moving average here, which is running just above Friday's high there, I would think we'd challenge last week's low, and there's going to be a lot of sell stops under last week's lows to take us on down to that April low.
For the last, 3 or 4 weeks or so, wheat has been the leader in the marketplace, but I wonder if that indeed is still the case. Certainly, it seems like it's the case this morning, but it didn't appear to be at the end of last week.
Well, we got wheat harvest coming on. We're going to probably see producers and elevators be awful tight holders of cash wheat. Visiting with some guys later last week, there's instances of a dollar basis, and I don't think the cash grain is going to be moved at a dollar basis. I think they're going to be tight. They're holders of the cash grain. They're going to find some storage for wheat and hedge the board, wait for the basis to come in. So, if the wheat's going to go higher, be the leader, it's going to have to be on speculative buying, because we've already priced in the bullish fundamentals, the tight crop out west. Favorable weather here in the east is going to soar. Help us have a good crop here in the east, soft red winter wheat, that is. But the thing is, this is bearish long-term cash grain, because with the wide basis, they're going to store grain. A lot of the storage space is supposed to be ear-tagged for corn and beans is going to be robbed by the wheat guys. So therefore, it's going to create a real storage crunch going into this fall.
And what will that storage crunch mean to corn?
Well, it goes back to the theory that at least we've been looking at, is you're going to have two different markets. You're going to have a futures market and you're going to have a cash market. And that tells us that basis can get quite sloppy. Now, there's others that say disagree with that, so they're going to be waiting to buy it, and their basis is going to be good. We disagree with that, and we feel basis is going to be wide right before harvest. It's going to create opportunities. If you're a cash grain buyer, you can probably buy some fairly cheap grain in. But two, it tells us as a farmer marketer, we need to be selling strength in here, sell the cash, get rid of the cash, because it's not going to be worth anything and own it on paper. Because if you have an explosion to the upside, the funds are going to buy paper. They're not going to come to your farm and buy your cash grain from you.
What factors put you in the basis as widening camp?
Well, basically, we have a major drought, you're going to have ample carryover supplies from old crop last year, and you're going to have a lot of new crop coming on here. And if you look at total storage and total bushels, it's going to take a long time to move it through the marketing channel.
What are you seeing over on the Merc today?
Well, mixed opinions. We'll see how the trade yields weekend clearance went. Seasonally, traditionally, you sort of lose some beef demand in through here. pork demand, pork prices pick up. So we'll see if we follow that trend. We'll have more indication here as we go into midweek. The packers are wanting to try to buy beef about a buck lower here. They want to buy hogs a dollar lower here. But ideas are that the beef could firm up on some South Korean news, and also pork could probably firm up here a little bit on ideas that the good cutout levels could be passed on to the producer here for a minute.
Thanks, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 515 up 9. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 423 up 7.5. September up 7.5 as well, 436.5. July corn, 255 and 3/4 up 1 3/4. Now 256 up 2. September, 267 up 2. December, 280 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. March, 291, up 1.5. July beans, 585 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. August, 591 and a half, up 2.5. September, 597 and a half, up 1.5. Noves, 610, up 2. July soybean meal, 173.10, down 20. July soybean oil, 2538, up 27. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.